From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Even with airstrikes from a coalition of forces, Syrian leaders insist that Assad's government did not release chemical weapons on civilians. U.S. President Donald Trump announced the mission and motive behind the attacks, which targeted three Syrian chemical weapons sites.
I ordered the United States Armed Forces to launch precision strikes on targets associated with the chemical weapons capabilities of Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad. A combined operation with the armed forces of France and the United Kingdom.
Earlier, the Bashar al-Jafari, a permanent UN representative for Syria, said the Assad regime blames others for the chemical attacks.
We said it many times. Of course, the terrorists have acquired chemical substances from Libya a long time ago, from the Libyan stock. But this operation was facilitated by the Turkish intelligence, the Saudi intelligence, and the American and French intelligence services.
And Russia, a longtime ally of the Syrian government, warned a military conflict could erupt if the U.S. and Western allies took action in Syria. One Palestinian was killed and more than 900 others injured by Israeli troops who were killing Palestinians at Gaza border with Israel. U.S. President Trump Friday blasted for FBI Director James Comey as an untruthful spyball and said it was brought to fire him. Coming from his Twitter feed, Trump called Comey a proven leaker and liar and a terrible FBI chief. This after details of Comey's memoir were released. This is VOA News. A number of topics will be on the table next week when U.S. President Donald Trump hosts Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. North Korea's middle program likely will dominate the discussions. Mr. Abe is expected to remind President Trump to negotiate all sides of missiles dealing with Pyongyang. Narushige Mishita is a scholar at the National Graduate Institute for Policy Studies in Tokyo.
While the United States is interested in addressing the issue of intercontinental ballistic missile, you know, long-range missile capable reaching the United States, but from the Japanese perspective, what's more important to us is medium range ballistic missiles with a range of about 30 kilometers of reaching of part of Japan and Tokyo.
So, Japanese analysts say that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and Chinese leader Kim Jinping last month hit the young American about coming up with South Korea and these. Researchers say the threat of petitions ignoring science once again taking place in Washington, D.C. and other cities around the world. It is the second month for science in a turbulent year in science policy under the administration.
Chris Secretary from the Iron Agency this February, after 30 years EPA, said the Trump administration has been seen to explore if we're fighting climate. The Trump administration was developing regulations for climate change pollution science more stupid, but since not, science would be scientists, researchers, and experts, and experts, and experts.
We even added what a market for China around the global republic are also available around things.
Scientists have analyzed the usage. See if they're going to Washington.
However, Park Sung Soo Hee is extremely serious over by the International Criminal Court. Prosecutors seek conviction over alleged deportations of Rohingya Muslims from Myanmar to Bangladesh, more than 1 half year ahead of the destruction of their homes and persecution of the Rakhine province of Myanmar for neighboring Bangladesh August 2016. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's World News from VOA.